Harmony Gold's managed to narrow its full-year loss to 850 million rand from 2.6 billion a year ago. That says a surge in gold price offset COVID-19 disruptions, and as the group derived some benefit off a weaker rand. CEO Peter Steenkamp joins me on the line now. Thanks so much, Peter, for your time this evening. So I say some benefit because that weaker rand has cut both ways. You've seen derivative losses of about 1.7 billion rand, the largest portion of that, what, some 919 million rand, related to translation losses on your dollar-denominated debt. So it hasn't been a period of just good news for you, right?
Yeah, I think obviously from accounting perspective, we have to bring all of these things to book. But I think if you don't look at the free cash flow of the company, we are quite happy with that. Obviously, it was a tough year because, you know, taking COVID into consideration, but it certainly we're quite happy with the result at the end of the day. We have the hedge book and then obviously also our dollar-dominated loans had an impact on the final numbers.
Yeah. Having said that, Peter, where your hedging strategy has hurt you a bit over this period, has it triggered any shifts? Are you looking to change that hedging strategy at all after the large derivative loss?
Yeah, I think we've got a very conservative hedging strategy. We only hedge 20% of our production. And that has stand us in good stead over the years. If you think about the net gain is still about 2 billion rand. And especially at the time when we had very low gold prices, it actually helped us a lot to do the work that we had to do in terms of growing the company. So we are very happy with this strategy. We still think it's really relevant. We still think that we should continue with that. And we will do that. If you can't just look at the hedges that we currently put in place, it's massive for, high prices and certainly good margins. And our philosophy has always been, if we can lock in a good margin, we should do that. Yeah. Because we also always, for the other 80%, we've got the full exposure of the spot price if the spot price runs up. So it's a very, very conservative and a very sensible hedging strategy. Having said that, obviously in the last year, our production levels were lower due to the impact of COVID. So it was a larger percentage that we hedged than we normally would have hedged in the past.
Yeah, but with it in play to the extent that it is, Peter, you're managing to see pressure alleviated by that surge in gold price, which boosted your revenue to 29.2 billion rand, better than expected production coming through for the fourth quarter as well. How have you managed higher production levels specifically in the fourth quarter amidst the COVID-19 challenges?
Yeah, the first thing is that we had a tremendous support from all stakeholders in actually dealing with the COVID-19 thing, from government. I mean, certainly we really have to give government a lot of credit for managing to get mining back into operations much quicker than other industries. So we're very thankful for that. And then secondly to that is that, we had a huge support from our stakeholders, being our unions and so, to actually get the show on the go. And I think we've learned a lot through this process. So where we expected to have massive losses in this quarter, we had actually managed to just break even in the quarter in South Africa and obviously made some money in Papua New Guinea.
And moving forward, production now expected to be further enhanced with Mponeng and Mine Waste Solutions. How long, do you anticipate before those are fully integrated into your operations?
Well, it's always a process of around about three months to get all the systems, migrated and all the conditions of employment and all of those things aligned. I mean, we can't change any of the conditions of employment. But certainly from our perspective, from the get-go, the operations are fully operational at this point in time, and they should generate profit right from the beginning.
Yeah. Amidst your characteristics, Peter, are high-cost assets. What does the now finalized purchase of these Anglo Gold assets, Mponeng and Mine Waste Solutions, do to your cost base from here on out?
Well, it certainly brought the cost base down. Obviously, they're much higher-grade operations than we have had in Harmony prior to the Anglo Gold Ashanti transaction. I mean, Moab Khotsong in itself has done fantastically well for us. I think we were probably in the process of paying the final repay the whole transaction price, during the course of this quarter or so. So we've been, very, very lucky, or very, very satisfied with the performance of Moab Khotsong, and we certainly would like to see the same from Mponeng.
Yeah.
And obviously, it also creates a much higher grade ore bodies to develop into the future. And both of them can be converted into long-life mines.
Having just concluded that transaction with Anglo Gold, Peter, you're talking about more acquisition opportunities still, you know, that this higher gold price could potentially drive. Investors are guarding against over-exuberance from any miner at this stage of the game. Are you tempering your exuberance at all?
No, we're not actively looking at anything else. We obviously are quite satisfied in terms of where we now are with what we have. And obviously, we always have to weigh, we as a company always will have some sort of a cliff in front of us as well as production is concerned. We have short-life assets in our portfolio too, which we need to replace. We obviously have lots of projects that we can replace it to with, you know, brownfields and then obviously what we go through, which is a greenfield one and then, you know, and other ones. And we always have to weigh that up in terms of the price of a new acquisition. And, you know, if you can acquire something at a cheaper price than to develop something, you know, obviously that makes good financial sense to do that.
One assumes, given where that, you know, price of the commodity is sitting right now, those opportunities are proving to be scarce or elusive. Is that, how close to the reality is that assumption?
Yeah, now obviously that is very, very difficult to get a very good price at this point in time for acquisition. So, you know, focusing on greenfields or brownfields development is probably the right way to do.
Let's leave it there, Peter. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Peter Steenkamp, CEO of Harmony Gold.